This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and what a great day for politics. All of a sudden, you have the possibility of facing a presidential choice between somebody who's been indicted on federal charges, very serious federal charges that could lead to as much as 20 years in prison, versus somebody who is, we would have it, as old as Methuselah, who, according to the belief of many people, the majority of people in the Republican Party, is deeply mentally impaired, is simply too old for the office. So what do you do? I'll tell you what's fascinating is Juan Williams of Fox News has written a provocative column about what not to do. The headline is Getting Tripped Up, a reference to President Biden's fall over a black sandbag. Getting tripped up, graying Republicans should be careful about saying Biden's too old to run. Juan Williams is a Fox News analyst. He is a columnist for The Hill, a former Washington Post stalwart, and the author of What the Hell Do You Have to Lose? Okay, Juan, let me turn it around on you. What is it Republicans have to lose by attacking Biden for being too old to be president, when apparently a majority of people, even a substantial number of Democrats, believe that's true?
Right, but let me give you 2 points here, Michael. First, there are a lot of elderly people who are voters, especially in that over 65 cohort, who themselves know that they occasionally forget their keys or might stumble, but it doesn't mean that they're mentally incompetent or demented. The second point to be made is, wait a second, I think Donald Trump is 76 and he's the leading candidate for the Republican nomination. And I think it was quite recently when he was in office that members of his own cabinet were considering the 25th Amendment to get him out of office because of concern over his mental function as an elderly man. So I guess those would be 2 points. And then more generally, I mean, just look around at who the leading characters are in the Republican Party. People like Mitch McConnell, who's 81 years old. You know, I think everyone noticed that 89-year-old Chuck Grassley of Iowa just won his, was it his eighth term, I believe?
Sixth term.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, so it's not like you say, oh, well, no, there are no elderly people running the Republican Party. It's not like the leading nominee at this moment in the Republican ranks is himself not an elderly man. So I think, that's the kind of thing that even if it doesn't fly back in their face, I think it's something that could, you know, somehow be a knife with two edges when it comes to alienating some voters, a voting group, elderly people who are quite good at turning out.
Are you personally, when you view all of this, are you disturbed at all by the suggestion that Joe Biden, who would be 82 when he's elected to a second term, if he is elected to a second term, the idea that he would continue to lose a few steps and that the tripping over a black sandbag is only the beginning of a process?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think that anybody who's rational would say someone who's 82 is an old person and subject to human failure. You know, I mean, the human body, including the human mind, begins to fail. So everybody's got to be concerned about that. The contrary thought in my mind is, so far so good. The guy, it seems to me, when I saw the State of the Union this year, he was the one putting the people in the audience, the Republicans, who were hooting and hollering at him, he put them on the defensive. Not, they didn't put him in some sort of babbling, incoherent spiel. He was quite good, you know, a late-night presentation in front of the nation. But you're right. I mean, I myself, am, you know, next year will be 70 years old, Michael, and I think that I noticed in myself, you know, that I'm not the spry young cat that I used to be.
Does this mean that you believe, as apparently many Americans, and according to the polling, it's a majority of Democrats, believe that the Democratic Party would be better off with a younger candidate?
No, and in fact, according to the polls, and you know I'm a political maven, so I pay attention, the number two, if it was up to Democratic voters, their second choice to Biden is actually older than Biden. It's Bernie Sanders, the 81-year-old from Vermont. Remember, he came in second last time to Biden.
Yeah, well, they could always pick Dianne Feinstein. She's 89.
Yeah, we could pay her an honor. That'd be.
By the way, should she resign?
Oh, I think she should organize her resignation. Yeah, I think that that's a really difficult situation, both politically for what it, you know, poses for the party and all the people who want her office, and for the governor in California who would have to nominate her replacement. I think that's a tricky one, and you know, Democrats clearly want to keep that seat in an evenly divided Senate, and so they don't want to have it be the case that you know, she somehow stumbles to the finish line of her term, and then you know, it's an open race without any advantage to an incumbent Democrat, and she could make that happen by, you know, let's say resigning at the end of this year and giving Newsom the opportunity to name somebody who might be just a caretaker. You know, I in my column I mentioned Leon Panetta, Jerry Brown, other, you know, Democrats who would say, no, I'm not running again, and it's going to be an open seat. But it would give the advantage to the Democrats of saying, we hold that seat at this moment.
Sure. One of the things people have asked about is, they have a piece in the New York Times, we have age minimums. Under the Constitution, you have to be 35 years old to be president, which means that AOC is just old enough if she wants to run. But she says, why not age maximums? If you can't run, if you're under 35, what about saying, well, you shouldn't run if you're over 85?
Well, to me, I think this is up to the voters. You and I have just... I didn't hear you say it, but I said it. I think that age is a factor to be considered by voters, much as you could consider anything else. Biden says, look at his performance, you know. I mean, you know, just keep an eye on him. And then you, of course, have to compare him, as he puts it, not to the almighty, but to the alternative, which, as we know today, is a man who's been indicted for a serious federal crime. So the voters can make that choice. I don't see why we need to say, oh, if you reach a certain age, as at some companies, I think that's illegal even, that you say you must retire, you know, that's not what American democracy is about. American democracy is about the voters having a choice.
And those choices will continue to apply to people of advanced age. The column by Juan Williams is posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Getting tripped up, graying Republicans should be careful about saying Biden's too old to run. Surely there are better and bigger issues that are going to come up involving Joe Biden and involving this campaign. But there's some startling data from Gallup showing that, at least at the moment, the tide of public opinion seems to be running in a conservative direction on social issues. What does that mean? And what does that mean for the outcome of the election? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
Entertain your brain.
It's awesome.
Every day on the Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee. Just 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need from Balance 7. How much will the new tax on gasoline impact your commuting costs? How can a Trojan horse income tax effort be inserted into a property tax relief proposal? And is your local school prioritizing critical race theory over teaching math and reading? Well, Washington Policy Center will keep you informed on everything you need to know about state policy. At WashingtonPolicy.org, you can subscribe to WPC's free Friday newsletter and get the information and analysis you need to stay on top of what's happening in our state. Go to WashingtonPolicy.org.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, there is a new headline from the Gallup organization, the polling people. And the headline is a shocker because it's one of those things where if you follow the back and forth and the trends in the election, where the election polling shows that right now, if you take an average of all of the different polls, both DeSantis and Trump would have very close races for the presidency against Biden. It would be a matter of 1 or 2 points in either direction, which is within the margin of error. But part of what it says from Gallup in a surprising way is social conservatism in the U.S. is the highest in about a decade. And the lead paragraph says more Americans this year, 38%, say they are very conservative or conservative on social issues. That's 38% as compared to 2022, it was 33%. In 2021, it was 30%. So, in other words, the percentage who say they're conservative or very conservative has gone up from 30% to 38% in just 2 years. At the same time, the percentage saying their social views are very liberal or liberal has dipped. It's dipped down to 29% from 34% in each of the past 2 years, while the portion identifying as moderate, 31%, remains near a third. The last time this many Americans said they were socially conservative was 2012, during a period when consistently more U.S. adults identified as conservative rather than liberal on social issues. The increase in conservative identification on social issues over the past 2 years is seen among nearly all political and democratic subgroups. Republicans show one of the largest increases from 60% in 2021 to 74% today. Independents show a modest uptake of 5 percentage points, while there's been no change among Democrats. There's still 10% of Democrats who say that they are socially conservative. And what's fascinating about this is you have to ask why. What has happened in American politics that have actually seen a very substantial increase in just the last couple of years in terms of the number of people who see themselves as socially conservative? I believe it's because on social issues, the Democrats have gone so far. It's become much more extreme. And what I'm talking about is what people talk about the whole woke culture. The whole idea of people talking seriously about reparations, people talking seriously about gender identity, about people changing from male to female identity or from female to male identity, and even being able to do that with assistance before they reach puberty. The left has gone so far on social issues. And also the support, and you heard this from Governor Northam of Virginia, remember that? Where he talked about basically legalizing abortion even in the delivery room, even as a baby was being delivered. This extremism on the part of the left, I believe, is what is behind the push to the right that you see among the general public, going up from 38% socially conservative from the 30% just a couple of years ago. When Americans were asked to describe their views on economic issues, by the way, there's an even bigger advantage for conservatives. 44% identify as very conservative or conservative, 33% as moderate, and only 21% as very liberal or liberal. The percentage saying they are conservative averaged 40% between 2020 and 2022. The current figure is the highest since 46% back in 2012. Americans have consistently been more likely to say they're conservative on economic issues rather than liberal by no fewer than 16 percentage points in 2021. Now, there is one exception, one issue, where with the American public, clearly moving to the right, according to the Gallup poll, on social issues in general and economic issues as well. There is one issue and one issue only where the country has moved in a decidedly more liberal direction. What is the issue? A lot of people are out there raising your hands and saying, abortion, abortion. No, it's not abortion. People are still more socially conservative. They generally want more regulations of abortion. That doesn't necessarily mean that you ban every abortion after 6 weeks of pregnancy. But the position that a number of the Republican candidates for president, by the way, including Mike Pence, have taken, favoring a national ban on 15 weeks of pregnancy, that's not out of the picture. The one issue that is out of the picture and where the country has gone decisively to the left is gay marriage. Same-sex marriage support has hit a all-time high. It's actually holding an all-time high. 71% of Americans think same-sex marriage should remain legal, matching the high Gallup recorded in 2022. Public support for legally recognizing gay marriages has been consistently above 50% since the early 2010s. When Gallup first polled about same-sex marriage in 1996, barely a quarter of the public supported legalizing such unions. It would take another 15 years until 2011 for support to reach the majority level, and then in 2015, just 1 month before the U.S. Supreme Court's Obergefell versus Hodges decision, public support for legalizing gay marriage cracked the 60% mark. Gallup has recorded increases in support for same-sex marriage across all major subgroups. What's unbelievable is majorities of every subgroup in the population favor gay marriage, except for two. 49% of Republicans support gay marriage. Okay, so it's evenly split. And among churchgoers who go to church every week or more, support for gay marriages are only 41%. But when you say only, that's still a clear division. What about religion? Why do people give up on their religion? We'll talk about that coming up on the MedVet Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA News Update. The Department of Justice says former President Trump stored classified information, including U.S. nuclear programs and defense and weapons capabilities. The DOJ unsealed the federal indictment of Trump a day after he announced he would become the first former president to face federal charges. Trump and his aide, Walt Nauta, face a total of 38 counts in the indictment. New York City officials say everything may seem normal, but they still want people to use caution. Natalie Migliore from New York City.
New York City Health Commissioner Dr. Ashwin Vasan says the air is clear for most people, but wants everyone to know their limits.
Rather than encouraging everyone to stay indoors, we recommend limiting time outside.
Officials expect the air quality index to fluctuate throughout the weekend. It's very difficult to forecast where smoke will go, but does not expect it to be hazardous condition.
Dave Collins, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Losing my religion. That's happened to a lot of people in this country. I wrote a column this week. It's in our newsletter. And it's a column about the fact that they found out recently at the General Social Survey that for the first time ever, the number of people who say they believe in God with no doubts has dropped to 50%. Used to be over 60% as recently as 10 years ago. So what's going on in the United States? That's a question that Jessica Gross has spent a great deal of time examining. She is part of a New York Times project where they got more than 7,000 readers to respond to share their stories about abandoning traditional religious faith, or in some cases, it's modifying traditional religious faith. Jennifer Gross has been on our show before. She is the author of Screaming on the Inside and a writer for the New York Times. Jennifer, what shocked you most among the 7,000 stories you heard?
Oh, it's Jessica, but that's okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know it's Jessica.
It's okay. 80s babies were all named either Jessica or Jennifer, so it happens quite a lot. But what surprised me the most among the over 7,000 people who responded to my survey was the heterogeneity of the responses. They moved away from the religion that they were raised in for such a wide variety of reasons. some of which were very circumstantial. So I talked to one woman who stopped going to church because she was working retail on Sundays and could get time and a half, and she needed it to make ends meet. And that was sort of the beginning of her move away to, you know, real crises of faith, and realizing over time that they just didn't believe in the same things that they once did. So I really wasn't expecting to find just so much diversity in experience.
One of the things that, of course, has that people have expressed some resentment for about changes in American religion is that American religion, so many churches and synagogues have become politicized. So, Jessica, was there a common thread of a significant number of people who were turned off by the politics from the pulpit?
Yeah, I mean, there were quite a few who had felt over time, so really starting in the 80s and 90s, that their religious faith had become more conservative, even, you know, encouraging people to support specific Republican priorities from the pulpit. But there was a real acceleration when Donald Trump was elected president. Obviously, he was very divisive for many people in many different circumstances. But I actually also heard from people who come from more progressive faith traditions that they felt alienated in the other direction. So, you know, there had been too much of a focus on what they perceived to be liberal politics from the pulpit. And that pushed them away.
And if you were framing advice, and it's fascinating to read. I mean, some of the stories that you tell are very amusing. And one of the passages that just leapt out at me, I'm sorry. Jessica, when you asked, when I asked how she ended up moving away from that community, she said, "I sort of discovered sex." What did she have in mind?
So she had joined a very devout evangelical tradition while she was in college, and they really frowned upon premarital sex, but sort of even premarital dating in an open way. And she realized that that just was not for her. And I think a lot of conservative religious traditions still do emphasize not having sex before marriage, and that is not always compatible with more secular attitudes towards sex and relationships that, you know, many people in American society have now.
Let me ask you about this, though, because I'm sure you're aware, because of the larger studies that have been taken over the years, the one group of denominations that has been most suffering from low church attendance and abandoned participation and declining participation has been what people call mainline Protestant denominations, meaning not the evangelical, not the more enthusiastic, more strident, more demanding denominations, but those that basically are more flexible. It's those denominations, Unitarian and Episcopalian to some extent, Methodist to some extent, those denominations seem to have been in trouble recently. Is this trouble now been extended to some of those more demanding evangelical, emotional denominations or outlooks?
Yeah, I mean, you're basically seeing every different kind of Christianity either plateauing in population or declining swiftly. So the more sort of conservative faith traditions are losing adherence. They're just not losing them as dramatically or as quickly as the more liberal faiths. It's just overall belief is going down kind of across the board. And there is this sort of force that muddles, I think, some of the statistics in the polling, because being evangelical has become sort of a cultural marker more than it is always a religious marker, because it is so associated with Republican conservative politics. So there is some evidence that people will say that they are evangelical even because they believe so strongly in this brand of politics, even if they are not, you know, going to church every Sunday.
And what about the apparent increase in Buddhism, Hinduism, and Islam? Is that largely driven, any increases, by immigration?
Yes, it absolutely is. So, you know, it's a lot harder to make real conclusions about non-Christian religions in the United States, because our numbers are so few. So I count myself among that. I'm Jewish. I think we've been between 2 and 3% of the population for ages. I believe the percentage of the population that is non-Christian is around 6% now. And that includes Jews, Muslims, Buddhists, Hindus. And yes, the rise in those religions is mostly due to immigration. But again, the numbers are still so small compared to Christianity and to nuns, which are sort of much more dominant in our culture.
Well, as you point out, and nuns does not mean nice ladies in habits. What it means is people who say, I have no religion. My religious affiliation is none. The piece by Jessica Gross is Why Do People Lose Their Religion? More than 7,000 readers shared their stories. It's linked up at our website at michaelmedved.com. Jessica, may you have a good Sabbath and a wonderful weekend coming up. We will be right back with more on President Trump's dilemma and the reactions facing him. We'll be right back.
I feel like I'm on a special spiritual journey.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're a hypocrite, and you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
You're listening to the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, we have a tweet of the day. It's actually was sent out on Twitter, but it was also delivered verbally and orally on the golf course. And the tweet of the day from that expert on controversial trials, O.J. Simpson.
Front page now to the internet.
I mean, wow, what a great, smart tweet.
Change his password so he no longer has access to his Twitter feed.
Did you send the tweet?
I did not send that tweet. My system was hacked. I was pranked.
Donald Trump hasn't tweeted at us once, and I'm starting to get worried about him.
So we have a new tweet.
All right.
Can I do the honors?
Stand by. Tweet alert.
And O.J. had this to say, some killer legal advice. Listen.
I'm going to share some advice that I got from some of the greatest legal minds of our generation, of my lifetime. F. Lee Bailey, Alan Dershowitz, Johnny Cochran, Bob Shapiro, the great Barry Scheck and Peter Neufeld, Malcolm Laverne here in Vegas. The one thing they all told me, and stress to me, do not talk about the case publicly. Do not do interviews about the case. The Bakers threatened to quit if I did that. My point is, I don't know if Donald's lawyers are stressing this to him. If they're not, they should be fired and he should sue him. In any events, and even admitting that they weren't declassified.
Basic advice, it's probably best not to talk about your case. And given the fact that we're out there now with the indictments opened up, one of the things that's fascinating about... again, you have... That's no longer an audio. Okay. Nancy Mace, who's a very smart always quotable member of Congress, conservative Republican from South Carolina. And it seemed to suggest that Joe Biden was behind the indictments, which I know a lot of people believe. I think that given the nature of the formal relationship between the Justice Department and the presidency, that this probably was a matter that Merrick Garland handled on his own, making his own decisions without taking instruction from Joe Biden. The same way, and think about this, the entire Mueller investigation, all of it, the whole Mueller investigation, Russia hoax that President Trump talked about, that was ordered by Jeff Sessions, who was the Attorney General for Donald J. Trump. Does anyone really believe that Trump ordered to establish a special prosecutor himself, and that Trump was behind choosing Robert Mueller to do that? I don't think that's true. And the same way, I don't believe that it's true that Joe Biden was necessarily the one behind actually taking a serious look at some of the charges that were very serious charges that had been made against Donald Trump. And by the way, the Justice Department, despite all the criticism about the Justice Department, they also appointed Robert Hoor as a special counsel to investigate the handling of classified documents by Joe Biden when he was vice president. And that happened. But here's what Nancy Mace had to say about what she believes was Biden's decision and its impact. Listen, clip two.
I've been very clear about that over the last couple of years, but I want the American people to know, to make no mistake, this is the executive branch tonight trying to take out their number one opponent for the presidency of the United States in 2024. And they have one standard for Donald Trump and another standard for everybody else in this thing. And if you look at the documents that President Biden had in his possession in his garage and in thousands of boxes and God knows where across the country in places that we don't even know of yet, Hillary Clinton having the server in her bathroom at her home with classified information on private email servers, everyone's held to a different standard but Donald Trump. And that's wrong. And I do believe tonight that Joe Biden just secured Donald Trump's nomination for Republicans in 2024.
Okay, now here's the interesting thing, is that we saw during the last election cycle in 2022 that there were serious attempts involving hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars actually, that Democrats used, taking Democratic donations and using those donations to have the Trumpy candidates win nomination. Why? Because they knew that, and it certainly worked out this way in the election, that people like Doug Mastriani in Pennsylvania, who was the nominee for governor, who just got wiped out, that kind of nominee, if you put him up, he's going to do badly. And there is a very strong belief on the part of Democratic strategists, and they will say this, that frankly, Joe Biden would not have a chance against a younger, less controversial, yes, divisive Republican. And the Trump is uniquely the Republican that Democrats love most because they're pretty confident they can beat him. And given the fact that that these indictments are very serious, that the trial could be happening right in the middle of primary season, they apparently are going to be trying to rush to bring this trial forward, and that it is not at all certain that Trump is going to win this trial, because this is not a political decision like the U.S. Senate, where the majority, great majority of U.S. senators who are Republicans, voted with Trump, and all he needed to get acquittal was one-third of the Senate to stay with him on both of his impeachments. Now, this is not an impeachment. It's a jury trial. And the fact that people have made a lot of this, that it is likely to be taking place in Florida, at least this trial, in Florida, in Palm Beach County, if that's where it happens, Trump didn't win Palm Beach County, but he came close. He got 43%, did better than most Republicans do in that county. So in the jury pool they use, there will likely be some Republicans. But with all of this going on, and the focus on what did Trump say and how did he handle the documents and all of the previous audio that you can now hear, it's all over the place, where Trump once said how serious this classified information was. And remember, basically, when they were chanting, lock her up, and again, at the convention in Cleveland, the convention that nominated Donald Trump in 2016, there are some people who are chanting, string her up, for Hillary Clinton. What was her crime? Her crime was allegedly the mishandling, irresponsible handling of classified material. Is it a serious matter? This is Van Jones on CNN putting it in perspective. Clip 5.
This explains why he threw his hat in the ring. This explains the whole deal. He has gamed this thing out, and he thinks he's going to get away with it. What I would say to everybody who's watching this, nobody has seen this indictment. We don't know what's in it. Republicans are jumping out there saying this is all about, you know, Joe Biden. Joe Biden has nothing to do with this as a special prosecutor. This is not a porn star thing. This isn't robbing the piggy bank of your charity. This is the federal government talking about possible espionage. And a presidential candidate that has gamed this thing out to get away with it by running for office. If that's what's happening here, we should take this very, very seriously.
And again, I do think the American people will and should take it very, very seriously. We're going to be speaking about this with one of the most serious and most conservative legal scholars in the country, the great John Yoo. Of the University of California at Berkeley. He'll be joining us. Plus, we have a great new movie, at least one, maybe two, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.